Good afternoon. It's 38 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Today is Election Day. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Voters in Richland Center will find a race for mayor between Karen Tepley and Elijah Kramer. Residents of the 12th District in Richland County will choose between Darlene Tagliapetra and Michael Windle. Voters in the Ithaca School District will choose between five people to fill three positions on the ballot. The top three with the most votes will be elected. The Weston School District has an operational referendum for voters to consider. The district is anticipating considerable funding shortfalls over the next 3 years as rising costs are exceeding the revenue from the state of Wisconsin. As state funding for public education is not keeping pace with expenses, schools will need to seek additional support from their community to sustain class sizes, programs, and facilities. The question Weston School District residents will vote on is, shall the School District of Weston, Sauk, and Richland Counties, Wisconsin, be authorized to exceed the revenue limit specified in Section 121.91 Wisconsin statutes by $1,500,000 per year for 3 years, beginning with the 2026-27 school year and ending with the 2028-29 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of operational and maintenance expenses. There is also a state race on the ballot today. The race is for state Supreme Court Justice between Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor. To find out what is on your ballot or where you vote, check online at myvote.wi.gov. WRCO News will have election updates tonight on 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is ready to handle any irregularities. Administrator Megan Wolf says recent statements and executive orders from the White House will not affect state elections.
Particularly in larger cities that have a lot of absentee ballots to process, such as Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, election officials, they're always going to prioritize accuracy over speed.
Wisconsin's ability to meet growing demand for high-quality educators depends on retaining more teachers and keeping newly trained graduates in the state, according to new data in a report released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Using 2023 to 24 data, the report shows that while Wisconsin continues to prepare thousands of new teachers each year, too many are not entering or staying in the state's classrooms. Of the 5,256 individuals who completed educator preparation programs, just 3,568 entered Wisconsin schools, meaning the state lost 1,688 potential educators, or roughly 30%. The report also points to modest improvements in overall teacher retention, but keeping educators in the profession remains a significant challenge. By their eighth year, just 52.6% of teachers remain in Wisconsin public school classrooms. Retention is even lower among special education teachers, with only 43.2% remaining by the eighth year. To address this issue, the DPI launched the Special Educator Induction Program in 2023, which supports first and second year special education teachers and aims to improve long-term retention. The program has supported about 750 early career educators, with 95% reporting they are likely to remain in their positions in the field. Compensation also continues to play a major role in educator retention. After adjusting for inflation, total compensation for mid-career educators, which are those entering their 15th year, is 22% lower than it was in 2010. For more information and to view the full report, visit the DPI's website. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents has scheduled a vote today to consider firing the system's president, who refused their offer to quietly resign because he said no reason had been given for the surprise ouster. Jay Rothman said in two letters sent to Regents that he would not resign from leading the 165,000 student system without an explanation of what he had done wrong. Board of Regents President Amy Bogost said in a statement Monday that Rothman, quote, was not without notice, nor was this process sudden. The board has engaged with President Rothman in good faith discussions over the past several months, end quote. The board scheduled the termination vote for 5 o'clock this evening. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 20.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.81 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 70.1 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 67.1 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.99 a gallon, while the most expensive was $4.37 a gallon, a difference of $1.38 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 11.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $4.06 a gallon. The national average is up 65.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 85 cents per gallon higher than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled for more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 20.7 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $5.58 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, gasoline prices are poised for another jolt this week, with many inland states, including the Plains, Great Lakes, and parts of the Rockies, likely to see sharp increases as last week's surge in wholesale cost has yet to be fully passed through to consumers. He added, in addition, some price cycling markets could also see another round of increases. As a result, the national average could rise by double digits, potentially reaching the $4.20 to $4.35 per gallon range in the days ahead. Diesel prices continue to climb as well and now sit just 25 cents away from setting a new all-time record. Recent escalations between the U.S. and Iran have further intensified concerns about prolonged disruptions to global oil flows, keeping markets on edge. At this point, the trajectory of fuel prices remains highly uncertain and is largely contingent on the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Until that occurs, the risk of further increases remains firmly in place. Wisconsin's annual winter utility disconnection moratorium ends next Wednesday, April 15th. This moratorium prevents utility providers from shutting off residents' essential heat services due to unpaid bills. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection warns consumers to beware of utility provider imposters. Michelle Reinen is with DATCAP.
I think we talk about this every fall and every spring, right before the moratorium goes in place and when it's about to be lifted, to be sure that consumers are on heightened alert for those scammers who will impersonate utility providers and contact Wisconsin consumers by phone to threaten that shutoff of their services if they do not pay immediately during that phone call. The scammers claim that consumers have overdue or unpaid bills, and they often ask to be paid in gift card, cryptocurrency, maybe a banking app, or even a wire transfer. Do not listen to these cold callers, and do not open any links that you might receive through unsolicited texts or emails about your utility bills.
To resolve any issues, it is best to contact your utility provider.
If you are behind or delinquent in your bills in any way, reach out to your provider directly using the contact information on your billing statement or through their official website. You can then talk to them about the status of your account, see if there's assistance available to help you catch up on utility bills, but you'll go through the official process before any disconnection would happen.
Michelle Reinen says that there are also other resources to contact if you need assistance.
There are some trusted resources if consumers need those. You can reach out to Energy Assistance by calling the statewide customer care center and visiting the energyandhousing.wi.gov. Or you can always call 211 to see what services and assistance may be available in your community. So please use those reliable resources.
If you have questions about Wisconsin utilities, you can call the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin at 608-266-2001 or toll free at 800-225-7729. You can also go to their website at psc.wi.gov. If you have been scammed, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A jail deputy in South Central Wisconsin is hospitalized after being exposed to fentanyl last week. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office reports that last Tuesday, 25-year-old Jose Freddy Rodriguez Acuna of Portage was taken to the county jail after his arrest on drug charges. During his booking, the deputy unfolded a bill from money confiscated from the suspect. A powdery substance came off the bill and went into the deputy's face, making her ill. The substance tested positive for cocaine and fentanyl. Narcan was administered and the deputy taken to a hospital for treatment. She's expected to fully recover. After appearing in the court the following day, Rodriguez Acuna was released to the custody of ICE due to being in the country illegally. Public Health Sauk County and the Reedsburg Public Library have announced a life-saving tool in the Reedsburg community, a free overdose prevention box inside the Reedsburg Public Library. This box is available during the library's business hours and has free tools that can help prevent drug overdoses and keep the community healthier. The overdose prevention box includes Narcan nasal spray, an over-the-counter medication that can reverse an opioid overdose and save a life. Datira medication disposal kits that safely destroy old or unused over-the-counter and prescription medications. Fentanyl test strips that can show if an illicit drug, such as a pill purchased on the street, has fentanyl in it. Xylazine test strips that can show if an illicit drug like fentanyl has the animal tranquilizer xylazine in it. We Heart You Community Resource Kits, which includes local mental health and substance use support resources. The Reedsburg Public Library is a community space that many people visit, which makes it a great location for the overdose prevention box. For more information or to have Narcan at your Sauk County business, contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. The Daughters of the American Revolution, or DAR Good Citizen Tea, will be held tomorrow at 1 at the Bayard DeHart Post 13 American Legion Building in Richland Center. The Good Citizen Awards will be presented to each participant with the assistance of their family or guest, and the Black Hawk Chapter winner of the essay resume contest will be announced. The following seniors will be honored at tomorrow's DAR Good Citizen Tea. They are Haley Cahoot from Highland High School, Jaden Bolin from Ithaca High School, William Fulton from Iowa Grant High School, Adric Eggie from Kickapoo High School, Haley Nimick from Lafarge High School, Brindolyn Knable from Richland Center High School, Marie Angelus Medina from Riverdale High School, Zoe Aspenson from Seneca High School, and Molly Hooker from Waseca Steuben High School. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. This month and throughout the year, Vernon County Department of Human Services encourages you to support child abuse and neglect prevention efforts in Wisconsin. Every child deserves to grow up in a safe, stable, and nurturing environment. Children are the foundation of society, our community, and future. When you focus on preventing child abuse and neglect, the results are better childhoods, leading to healthier adults and stronger communities. Unfortunately, child abuse occurs everywhere, even in small rural communities. In 2025, Vernon County received a total of 254 reports of child abuse and/or neglect. Of those, 122 met the state's criteria to investigate to ensure safety of the children and offer services to the families. Of the 122 reports that were investigated, there were 214 alleged victims, and allegations consisted of 29 allegations of physical abuse, 69 allegations of neglect, 30 allegations of sexual abuse, 10 allegations of emotional damage, and 3 allegations of unborn child abuse. There will be 122 pinwheels located in front of the Erlinson building during the month of April to represent the 122 reports that were received and investigated during 2025. The blue pinwheel is a symbol of the healthy, happy, and full childhoods of all children deserve. Children do well when their parents do well. Supporting families and ensuring parents have the knowledge, skills, and resources they need are effective ways to protect children from the risk of child abuse and neglect. Community members can support one another by taking time to talk to parents in your neighborhood, get to know them, sharing local resources with families, advocating for legislation and funding which supports family programs within your community, donating new or gently used clothing, toys to programs that support families with children, bringing a meal or groceries to a family with young children, or organizing a family fun event such as a family story night, game, or movie night. Vernon County Department of Human Services is asking community members to wear blue this Friday to support the importance of child abuse prevention. This month is about bringing awareness to child abuse and preventing it from occurring. To learn more about child abuse prevention and for more ideas of how to become involved, visit Vernon County Department of Human Services at vernoncountywi.gov, 5 for Families at 5forfamilies.org, and Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board at preventionboard.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare frog which may result from the County Highway X bridge replacement in Sauk County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's project involves the replacement of a structurally deficient structure that carries County Highway X over the Baraboo River and the reconstruction and reconditioning of the roadway approaches. The presence of the state-endangered Blatchard's cricket frog is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some frogs. The DNR concludes that the proposed project will minimize the impacts to the species by adhering to conservation measures, is not likely to jeopardize the continued existence and recovery of the state population of the species or the whole plant animal community of which it is a part, and has benefit to the public health, safety, or welfare that justifies the action. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the Blanchard's cricket frog are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the Blanchard's cricket frog by April 29th by mail to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, care of Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist, 2514 Moore Street, Janesville, Wisconsin, 53546, email stacy.rowe, that's S-T-A-C-Y dot R-O-W-E at wisconsin.gov, or call 608-228-9796. A Milwaukee suburb wins a competition of civic pride. West Allis defeated 14 other North American cities in the 10th annual Strongest Town Contest. The bracket-style competition had West Allis defeating fellow Wisconsin competitor Madison to take the title. The Strongest Town Contest focuses on such abilities as community building, economic improvement, and long-term growth strategy with an emphasis on progress and resilience. West Allis will receive a trophy for its win, and a mini-documentary touting the city will be produced. Sauk County Highway Department has announced that County Highway V in the township of Laval between State Highway 33 and Douglas Road will be closed to all traffic for road construction on Wednesday from 7 until 3, weather permitting.